Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Party presented by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer.
It's up and going.
Hey-o.
Welcome to the After Party Podcast, the 15th day of January 2021, brought to you by
Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer.
Thank you.
Thanks, AJ.
Damn it, I almost had it.
Nailed it.
One more time. Michelob Ultra
Organic Seltzer.
Organic Seltzer. Thank you very much for sponsoring our little podcast.
Right there on the screen. Look at that. There's some cool looking cans.
Great.
There's a cool logo.
Hey, look at those cans, Hawk.
Hey. Yeah. Check out those cans.
First time there have been cans on your computer.
Aww.
If you're looking at the stream here on KFAN.com or all social outlets, you may see that I'm always off screen because my mic's slightly off screen, which is fine. I don't really give a rat's ass. That's fine. But you'll also notice that the place that Sauce is normally standing, he's not.
Yeah.
And I can't totally rip him because about a week ago I needed to be across town by 11, so I had to skip the podcast.
Did you have a car wash?
No, that's what I'm getting to. Because I had like four spots to do, and I'm like, if I wait until 9:30, I'm never going to get these done and get to Oakdale by 11.
Right.
But Sauce, two, 3 weeks ago, famously said he had to bail out of the podcast because he had an appointment to get his car washed.
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as Zach just brilliantly said, that's the whitest thing I've ever heard is I have to leave because my car wash appointment is later.
Okay.
Car
I'm
wash.
Hearing PA, not the after party, is what it says.
Way to go, Zach.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, the dude. It's a hockey yak hat, which is a young man and his dad and their own label, and they started creating it. HockeyYak.com.
Our output feed is fine, so if you're here in PA, you need to figure something out. That is a sweet hat, by the way.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah. A little. Was it a buffalo? Yak?
Yeah, a hockey yak.
Yak. All jokes aside, speaking of car washes, is there anything worse than a winter car wash? Because you pay the money, your car looks great, and 6 hours later, it starts snowing.
Hours.
Why did I even wash
the second you drive out?
The second you drive out.
It drives me nuts. I mean, you wash your car in the summer. Sometimes that car wash could last like a good week or so, and you're like, it's still looking pretty good.
Yeah.
I hate paying for car washes in the winter, and I know there's car washes that are listening going, don't tell people that. It drives me nuts. It's
you go through all the hassle of reorganizing your day, making an appointment.
It sucks.
Basically, what I did is I bought myself a monthly membership to Youngstats.
That's smart.
So that's what I did too, yeah.
So I gave myself a job. Because if I don't get my car washed once a week, I'm like, I just wasted a bunch of money.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Son of a bitch. So I'm sitting in line. Right. But
what is it, like 20 bucks a month, 30
yeah,
bucks a month?
Yeah, it's very inexpensive, 25 bucks.
If you just go to a gas station and don't even, get a dollar or two off if you buy a gas and a car wash.
Yeah.
They're like 10 bucks a piece.
For sure. Right.
So really what you're saying is I'm going 2.5 times a month. That's pretty good.
Plus,
that's a sick deal.
I can't tell you the silly little pleasure that I take when there's a line of people waiting to buy a car wash and I drive to the automatic and the thing raises and I just cut right in.
For sure.
The best. I'm like, hi.
Wait.
But then you also have the stress of like not wasting money, right?
Yeah, no.
If I just spent 10 bucks and then it starts snowing, you're like, well,
right.
Why did I even wash the damn thing? That's a I might have to do that. Although that one's a little bit out of my way.
That's a great
I'm going to Cane's.
Yeah. Can I say the worst thing, though, about a car wash is the dryer time? They never give you enough time to dry your whole damn car.
Do you know what you do, though?
The dryer
do you want a little trick?
The worst. We're getting a phone call to...
Yeah, it's Al Newman.
Oh, my gosh. We actually are getting a phone call. Oh, now it's dead.
Must have been a wrong number.
All right.
Well, maybe it was Burb.
Anyway.
Hi, Burb.
I get halfway... My half car is half dry, and it's already like 10 seconds to go. It's like... Can we give another, 10, 15 seconds, car wash people?
You know what? To be fair, you drive a hearse.
Yeah, right.
So it's
you
really
drive a Winnebago?
So, yeah, right. I don't know. I'd never driven or owned, and I don't own this one, I'm just borrowing it right now, a white car before. Holy crap.
Right,
yeah.
I can't believe. It looks so good when it's clean.
Hell yeah.
But as soon as you drive down the street, it's like, did I drive through a tar pit? What the hell happened here, man?
Get a black car.
That thing, by the way, is sweet.
It's a great truck.
Picture you put out yesterday?
Man, I'd never.
It's perfect for today.
I'd never owned a Jeep in my life, and everybody's like, wait till you can take the top off. But they're so much fun to drive.
Right.
And I look for snow. I'm like, let's do this.
But those
man.
Are the kind of cars you buy if you live in Arizona.
Yeah. Because
they just look sick year round. You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
But white cars in Minnesota?
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. Yuck. No thanks.
Let's see.
Even the moon.
Vegas in 20 days. Good for you, Bill.
Look at Matthew Wood listening from Australia.
What up, Matthew? How? Hey, that's the dude with the van, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, 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 right on,
the Hussey van. Yeah. Yeah. Him and his gal.
Yeah.
Oh, the ones who visited us?
Yeah, yeah, they got out like right before.
What up, dude? Lockdown? And they're locked down. The island of Australia is locked down incredible. They're like, you have to spend, I think it's 2 weeks mandatory isolation. You pay $3,000 to hold yourself up in a hotel before they can let you out. And obviously,
but,
you have to test
but
negative.
But also, if you look at almost anybody from Australia's social media, they're basically back to normal.
Right. Yeah. Because they've done that.
Right,
yeah.
Because they put in super strict restrictions,
right.
But they're also Australians. They're not a-hole Americans. They're like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
So they just got together and said, let's just tough this out and do it the right way. They're already back to normal.
Yeah.
They're having concerts and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, so we have no one to blame but ourselves for being in this spot.
There's somebody we know that talked about having to get a sibling over here from Australia, and they literally would have, what did he say, had to basically live at the airport for 2 weeks or something.
Well, there's
and
a
then going
hotel
back,
at the airport.
The same thing. So it's like a 4 to 5 week trip.
Speaking of Australians, do you still follow Lynn Gilmartin from the World Poker Tour on Twitter?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
She got knocked up.
Did she really?
She's pregnant.
Congratulations, dude.
Whoever the fuck that guy is lucky as hell. She's the best. We should get
her
on.
That'd be great.
Since we're starting to do
the after party interview.
But see, the one time we had her on the show, remember she stayed up to, what, 1 in the morning just to do our live show? If we do the after party, that's got to be like 3 a.m.
Yeah. Where she's in Australia?
Yeah, Australia.
That'd be cool if we could get her on, though, because
she's great.
Yeah, she is great. Yeah.
You know who we're having next week.
Are we going to say
this? This is kind of insane.
It's a for sure thing?
Let me think about this. If it's a for sure thing, we're live.
Yeah.
What, right now?
Well, I'm just saying we're live, so if we do.
We can't go back and cut this out of the podcast.
No, no, no.
I thought this was a rerun.
The point is think of all the people that we've had on the show or talked to in the past. What did I miss?
I farted.
Like you just sprayed me with that one. Oh, did he fart?
Oh.
That was the juiciest fart I've ever heard.
Gross.
How could you tell?
Gross. I didn't even
Nobody
hear
else
it.
Even heard it.
I didn't even
I
hear,
didn't
it.
Hear it.
Somehow AJ got hit in the face with it. He's in the zone today.
Like you are, man. You need
I didn't
a
understand
car wash.
Why everybody stopped. Yeah, that was a fart dog whistle.
There's no way you didn't poop your pants.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
You want to go check?
Let me see.
Are your butt cheeks just wet?
Oh, yuck.
A lot of times, yeah. I sweat
a lot.
Oh, my
gosh.
I sweat down there.
Yeah, I sweat a lot.
Speaking of sweat between your crack.
Yeah.
Sauce on text admitted this is maybe the most starstruck he's ever going to be.
Yeah.
He's legitimately nervous to talk to this person next week because you're a giant fan.
But well, yeah, I am too.
We both
but specifically,
America
Yeah,
America
Chris is indifferent to her specifically.
Well, I told,
you're a giant
I told
fan.
Two people, one who was here this morning. When he found out this person wasn't coming in studio, he didn't really care that much, but he was going to show up.
I got some great questions.
So do
for?
I. Should I say it?
Yeah.
Lisa Ann.
The porn star.
Yeah.
One
actress.
Of the biggest porn
but
stars
she, yeah,
of all time.
She also does a ton of stuff with Bovada?
Bovada.
That does sports gambling.
Which
so,
is Bovada. Bovada. Thank you. Which is clearly why we're having her on.
Yeah.
Sports
I mean,
betting.
I
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah, I want to talk to her about sports betting.
I want to talk to her about all kinds.
So you reached out to her on Twitter?
Yeah, I direct messaged her.
Well,
she
follows
was,
you.
Yeah,
I remember
she
you
follows
saying
me, yeah,
this,
and she was super nice about it.
How quickly did she get back to you?
About 20 minutes.
And what did you say? Just like, I do a radio show.
Yeah, I just said, I do a radio show in Minneapolis. We'd love to have you on. Let me know. We do a podcast.
Did you say we would talk about everything or
no,
just sports betting or what'd you say?
I haven't broached that topic yet.
So she doesn't care?
I don't know. I mean,
I doubt she cares.
No, but yeah. So yeah.
So what are your questions going to be?
I got a lot of them.
Such as?
Well, I don't
know. You have a lot of them, but you can't think of one.
I mean, you got to listen next week.
I'm going to ask her.
You're teasing me, and I'm going to be on the show. Okay.
I literally am going
to
ask her if she's bored with sex. Like,
That's
if does she
question.
Still get pleasure
like
out of
life?
You know getting the big wang. I'm going to ask it more classy than that.
Yeah,
be more podcast. Hold on, be more classy.
Yeah.
I mentioned this to Corey. I noticed that you didn't cut this part out of your Bluetooth.
I know, and they
Bluetooth
left it
spot.
In.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
I heard it this morning, and I was like, oh, man.
That's funny.
I heard the one Wednesday. Yesterday, I didn't hear it. I'm like, oh, God. We've been censored.
Yeah, right.
And then I heard it again this morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you tell your girlfriend, Wee, that you're having Lisa Ann on?
She's going to fucking know now.
Well, yeah, yeah, it's not a secret. What'd she say? She think it's cool? Does she have questions?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, oh, man. Okay. Lots of questions.
Yeah, I don't think, what'd she think? I'm going to have Lisa Ann on, all of a sudden Lisa Ann's going to be like, who's that really weird sounding guy who can't say a full sentence?
Yeah, he sounds attractive.
Right.
Yeah, there's...
She's seen my Twitter profile.
And there's no chance either of us got
no,
anything
correct.
For her.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've been in for 5 minutes.
Oh, I hate that question.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm excited. Yeah. I want to talk to her about stuff.
What day is it supposed to be? Did you guys actually book a day?
No, not yet. But it'll be next
sometime week. Sometime next
week.
Yep.
Yeah, and we'll be very respectful.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like this new push you're on with the podcast.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
it's fun.
This is
and,
be a
and it doesn't
thing.
Have to be an everyday thing, but like you sprinkle one of those a week.
Like I just did my underwear?
Great.
Yeah.
Nah, it was more than a sprinkle.
Well, one of the reasons is in general, radio phone interviews almost always are tough because you're limited, right?
Right.
We have like 8 minutes and there's nine of us on the show. It's just really hard to get a flow and get it going.
Yeah.
Plus you can't swear, you can't like get any vibe going. So we just give ourselves the you know,
freedom
blank palette of a
the Jared
podcast
Allen one was
just
perfect,
go for it.
Cuz you can play some of those clips back on the radio the next day.
Even do you listen to Al Newman yesterday? Al was
great.
Not
Al was great.
He was so good.
Yeah, he's got to be a regular part.
I love
of
Al Newman.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he must live in the South Metro because we used to see him at restaurants, Buffalo Wild Wings.
He said he did.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
And on the bus.
9:15 next Thursday.
Next Thursday, 9:15.
Mhm.
Bitchin'.
Mhm.
I can't wait, man.
Lieber's going to stick around for that one.
Of course. Yeah.
I can't wait. Man, I've got so many questions. And again, I'll know immediately. We will all know immediately at the beginning of the interview if there's, you know, how far we can go.
Well, should I ask her that?
No. Well, yeah, if you want to.
How do I
but
word
I don't,
that?
I also don't want her to freak her out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're smart enough to take the temperature of the interview right away.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, all right.
Like,
I'll just say, that works perfect. It will be fun.
Yeah, you can. I'm sorry to repeat myself, but I think I said it in the text. Just ask her if there's anything in particular she wants us to make sure we ask her about.
Yeah.
That's the best way to broach that
idea.
Subject.
Yeah.
Because then if there's something she doesn't want to talk about, she'll right away say, I don't want to say this. Yeah. So.
Good point.
I don't know, man. I love doing interviews. People are interesting.
You know what's a really weird question, although I think I know the answer to it already, but we could ask her if we want, is I can't believe anybody pays anymore for that stuff, but clearly there's so much money on it, or in it, right? Because I got to think if you were a porn star 30 years ago and a studio actually had to hire you and filmed you, you got a pretty big check. You got a relatively big check. Now you have a billion cell phones, you got OnlyFans, you can stream. Why would like a porn company truly have a gal on contract or pay her? Were they're the ones truly cutting the giant check?
Yeah, right.
I would just say, look, we'll give you the vehicle, but you're getting paid off of clicks, basically.
I wonder if
how
it's
are they
kind
not
of
just like a YouTube channel.
I wonder if it's the same as music has become, where like you put out records and then you go make money by playing live shows.
Agree. Yeah,
I
maybe.
Wonder if she like tours around. Does she strip and stuff like that too? Or do you know?
I think she. Well,
isn't she mostly retired?
Yeah, she retired for a while to do like. She did. I think she does an XM.
She had to let it rest a little bit.
Yeah, she does an XM radio show.
Yeah,
like she's big sports gambler.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. No,
Because
that's how I know her.
I don't. Yeah, well, I don't know what you're
she
talking
did
about.
Films.
Yeah. A friend of ours has met her at like fantasy baseball stuff because that's
John
like,
Bonus.
No.
AJ Munster.
No.
PA.
No.
Nordo.
Devin Gord.
No. Mitch's boss.
Dustin?
Do I know a guy named Mitch?
Yeah, you know a guy named
Mitch from the Twins.
Mitch from the Twins. Yeah. His boss has met him at, met her at a like a fantasy baseball expo.
Oh, it was a fantasy camp, all right.
Yeah. Was he dressed as a gremlin?
She's like 5'1".
Oh, come on. But again, I have no interest. Even if
I know.
No interest.
Right.
Because even if she was like, you are the man of my dreams. There's something about short, fat, white guys in their early 50s that do it for me. I would like, I decline.
Yep.
Because I know I'm going to disappoint her. I got nothing for her.
It's the equivalent. This is a really bad sports analogy. This would be like if you got Michael Jordan, Vince Carter, Dominique Wilkins in a giant dunk contest. Everybody posted 50s. And then Lisa Ann's like, Chris, why don't you try dunking quick?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You did
right.
a shitty left-handed layup.
I can't wait.
Yeah, she just sent him a direct message about some videos she just shot in Istanbul, Turkey. That she wants
for
to talk about.
For sports betting?
Yep, for sports betting.
Yeah.
Which I've
is
heard
taking
is
taking your life in your hands, by the
which
way.
Which I've heard going over a couple there. Years ago was
that,
sweet.
And to shoot sex videos in Turkey?
Well,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Then just fucking chicken then.
What? What? I'm
put
glad
it together.
You weren't on camera for that. I'm not sure.
Put it together. I'm excited.
You said it's dangerous to do a sex video in Turkey. I said I'm just fucking chicken.
Oh, genius.
Not fuck a chicken, fuck in chicken.
Okay, no, that makes more sense.
Oh, my gosh.
Now. Okay, all right.
This is Zeki.
Yeah.
No, but that's...
What's the number?
I can't say it.
Yeah, we'll text you later.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. What's the hotline number? I forget. What's the code to get
in
the front
that
door?
That was exactly what our gal Mia Khalifa dealt with in reverse in America,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
even though
sure.
she's an American, she was getting shit from Muslim groups because she was, you know, you can't do pornography. So she was catching a ton of hell, and I think that was one of the bazillion reasons why she ended up quitting. But, yeah, I think you go overseas and do this stuff, and you're hanging, you're putting your life in your own hands a little bit.
I'm just looking forward to asking her about Call of Duty, because people can change their name to whatever they want, and damn near every Call of Duty lobby, there's always a Lisa Ann in there, because they have, like, clans, and they all do their...
Oh, really?
They all do porn star names. So Lisa Ann, 9 times out of 10, I'm shooting Lisa Ann in the face. It's great.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know if there's a way to quantify this, but is she on the Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
She's the most popular
in the
world.
She's the most popular in
the world.
Is she
really?
100%.
All time currently?
All time. Yeah.
Really?
Really? Hawk, you want to help me out here?
Text Creasel.
Ask him.
Tracy Lords. Mia Khalifa is probably up there. Christy Canyon.
Sika.
Who?
Sika. Old school.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Nina Hartley was...
Yeah.
That girl was dirty.
Yeah.
How do I know that name? I know she's... did she die or something?
Rosie.
How is she famous?
Bless you. I don't think she's dead.
Was she in a scandal or something? How do I know that name?
That doesn't seem familiar.
I know that name.
Didn't she date one of the dudes in Motley Crue?
That was the one that died with the blonde hair.
Rosie.
She had a car crash and it messed up her face.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, Carrie Underwood.
What was her? No.
Two-Face.
Darn. I can't remember. Man, she was beautiful.
Riley Reid. Oh, yeah, Riley Reid.
But she is. Yeah.
Oh, Brandy Love, of course.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
How did we forget about Brandy?
Yeah,
Love?
How did we forget?
We should have her.
What are we doing? Can we see if PA and Nordo can come down?
She's got a camera.
I can't wait to tell PA. He'll do something weird.
I don't think you should tell him.
Okay. Yeah, please don't.
I don't think he can handle it.
Alexis, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I love the alliteration, and not alliteration, but I love the rhyme there. That's nice. Alexis, Texas.
I just sent you the number. Oh, and I dropped my phone, and that's going to be down there forever now because I'm not bending down. Screw it.
It's Atlanta Rhodes, right?
No, you didn't. No, but no one said
Jenna
that.
Jameson.
Yeah. Oh, my, yeah. That is
100%.
She is definitely a Mount Rushmore person. She's arguably some of the most mainstream success, right? Because of Stern.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Stern changed her life forever, for sure.
Yeah, somebody remind me who the porn star was who... The Weasel dated who...
Paulie Shore?
Yeah, she ended up dying in a very sad thing because she had a car crash.
Oh, wow.
And that's who I'm talking about. I can't remember her name.
I don't think our listeners are into this kind of stuff. No. I don't think they're going to know who you're talking about.
The list of names they're sending us right now. No, it's not Kim.
Well, a lot of these people are going to have to put their hands away to actually type the answer.
Right, yeah. Kim!
Debbie Dallas.
What if Kim knows?
Debbie Dallas.
Debbie Dallas.
It's like Alexis, Texas.
Yeah.
You're
not talking about Linda Borman, are you?
What are you doing?
For real, look up...
Jasmine Gray?
Paulie Shore's ex-girlfriend?
Anna Mal?
Why
what?
Not?
Brittany Madison?
No.
God, a lot of porn stars killed in car accidents.
No, she wasn't killed, but she had one.
She had one.
Yeah, yeah. She dated Vince Neil. Just look that up for me.
Okay.
I think it was Vince Neil she dated. Ah, hell, I don't know.
Vince Neil and Pauly Shore?
Yeah, but man, I think she was very, very close to Pauly Shore right when
is
she passed.
Janine, maybe?
No. Damn it. Yeah.
Linda Mueller?
Linda Mueller.
She was the gal from the Blink 182 video, right? Or the cover.
Yeah.
Where's Rose?
I think she was wasn't she a big Stern guest as well?
Yep.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.